Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, a little elbow. I don't know if it was the elbow or helmet or the ground, but lost some feeling in my hand. Just hit the funny bone nerve and went to throw the ball and just had no feeling in the hand. So it's a tough one.
So you had that a couple weeks ago. Right?
Yeah, on the left one. Yeah. Funny bones.
I know we say it all the time. You've been playing here for 7 years, but how cold was it out there today for you?
It was pretty cold. It's nothing that we haven't experienced before. But you gotta find a way. You know, it's cold for them too.
Josh, did that feeling return to your hand, or like how did you feel comfortable going back out there?
Yeah, I mean it took a good five to 10 minutes. So just making sure, trying to get some blood flow back in there and some activation. You know, when it's cold like that too, the more you leave it out, the number the whole hand gets. So it was a weird feeling. Just glad it's gone now.
James Cook, 100 yards. How much did that 46-yarder sort of spark the entire sideline?
No, it was huge. It was huge. He's been so good for us this year, and he's been running the ball extremely hard. That was huge for us.
What did New England do today to make things kind of difficult for you out there?
Yeah, they played a lot of man. They came up. They got their hands on. They were undercutting some of our crossing routes, and that's something we'll look at and try to get some counters to. That's a better team than their record shows, and these division games are tough. It's someone that we're used to, and they've seen us quite a bit over the last few years, and they came out ready to play today.
Josh, was there any doubt that you would go back in the game during that time when Mitch was warming up and you're shaking your hand out a good bit on the sideline? Just take us through that time.
Yeah, just depending on when we got the ball back. Fortunately, it was a longer drive where I was able to get some feeling and sensation back in the hand. If we got a sudden change, I probably wouldn't have been out there.
Can we assume that the blooper ball, that was right after you got hurt? Yeah, was that, or did the ball just slip by your hand?
No, it was the play after.
Yeah, the play after. We can assume that that's the problem was there?
Yes.
The elbow was,
yeah, it was more so I had no feeling in the hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's hard to throw without feeling in your hand.
Why
try? Huh? Could have called a timeout, but hindsight.
Josh, you guys have just scored more than 30 points in every game since October 14th. When the offense isn't clicking, is it almost a surprise, and maybe takes a little bit longer to kind of get back in there with them?
We got to find a way. Got to come out in the first half ready to play, and I don't think that's something that we did great today. Missed some opportunities. Wish I had a few back. That's every game, but glad that our defense and our special teams can step up. They scored on defense, obviously, and we won the turnover battle again, and it's complimentary football, and our defense had our back today.
Can you talk about Campbell's big play? How much juice did that give you guys, re-energize you?
Big. I mean, that's anytime you get an interception in the end zone when they're down there, it's a huge momentum swing.
It seemed like an unusual day for Khalil and your connection. You guys have had such a good connection throughout the season. What were you seeing there, and what gave you the trust to keep going back to him late in the game?
Yeah, I mean, he's as consistent as always. I'm never going to drop my head or have any doubts when I'm throwing him the ball. That goes for all the guys. So, again, it's just something that we'll keep working, and I got nothing but trust in all those guys.
Josh, it's late in the year, but when it comes to the chemistry with certain guys, Keon in particular and Amari, are you still working out some things with those guys?
Yeah, always working. I feel like we can definitely be better there. In the pass game as a total today, wasn't our best effort. So something we'll learn from.
Thanks, Josh. The league sets it up for these division games at the end, and you mentioned, like, these guys have seen you a lot. You got another one next week and another one after that. What is it like in these games when they know you pretty well, you know them, and no matter what the records are, this is the way these games seem to end up?
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, we're at a weird spot right now where, you know, we're still fighting for the one seed, but we don't control our own destiny. And as an offense, it's how much are we willing to show? Are we wanting to go extreme and show everything in our arsenal? You know, when there's a line that you got to toe. But at the end of the day, you know, we're just trying to go 1-0 each week and find a way to win against these guys.
Josh, what would it mean to finish the season undefeated here at home?
That'd be awesome. That's something that Coach McDermott always preaches, is defending our turf. And, you know, we love when the crowd can get into it. They forced a few delay of games and false starts today, and that's because we've had success at home. And, you know, we're looking to keep it going. You know, we got a good team in the Jets coming here next week, Hall of Fame quarterback, and we got to be ready to go. Thank you, guys.
Good to get a win, hard to win. Don't take those for granted, number one. Two is I thought we played sloppy in the first half in particular. And then just overall, we got to clean some things up. Second half was a lot better, and controlling the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively with the takeaways. But you can't start a game the way we did with the kickoff return and just getting off to overall a bad start. So I applaud the guys for, you know, finding a way, and coaching staff as well. Some good adjustments at halftime. But again, you know, plenty to work on coming out of this game, and we'll look at the tape and make sure we continue to adjust. So time's yours.
Sean, some frustration with the play of Phelan. I know that he's been dealing with those calf injuries, sent another one. Now he's overloading the one. It's hurting the other one a little bit. What went into the decision to play him tonight, and what did you see from him?
Well, Milano was hurt, obviously, and Dorian's been banged up a little bit, dealing with an elbow. So just felt like Phelan on early downs would help us there, and then Dorian on third down. So we tried to piece it together. And then also not really knowing, I think Baylen tweaked his calf on Thursday, I believe it was. Not really knowing if either of those guys would be available as well. So, and didn't want to overload either one of them. So I'm just trying to patch it together best we could there, and applaud Dorian for going out there, being able to stay out there. So unfortunate again for Baylen with his calf, and just had one of those years, it seems like.
Sean, you were down Milano, and then the three guys in the secondary were out last week as well. How much of that was maybe playing safe, given where you are in the season and where you are in the standings, versus they just weren't ready to go?
It's funny because we have those conversations with our training staff, and it's like, hey, we're not holding anybody just because, you know, of this or that, because every week, you know, it's tough. But certainly understanding already being in the playoffs, but you're trying to improve your football team overall. So they just weren't ready overall, Jay, answer to your question. But, you know, you're trying to get your team with some level of continuity so you can develop this player playing next to this player, and then this player playing next to this player over here, and the symmetry, you know, the connectivity of a defense. And so you know, but yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, those guys weren't ready to play. And that was from our medical staff.
Last week, you guys, you know, started 14-0 lead, and you talked after the game about being ready to go right at the start. It seems like you're striking quite a different tone today in terms of giving up 14 and falling behind. How disconcerting, I guess, was the start to this game for you?
Overall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was concerning. Like I said, we don't get off, we kick off, win the toss, defer. Trying to get field position for our offense, and just wasn't complimentary really in any area. And then we didn't win the line of scrimmage enough. Now in the second half, we came out great drive by our offense first half of the second half, and you could just tell the difference, right? So when you can win the line of scrimmage, it certainly sets your offense up and makes it hard on defense and defensive play calling.
Sean, we heard from Josh about his injury and losing Keelan and being able to come back in. But what was that time like when you guys were trying to see if he could go back in or not? A player's always going to lobby to go in, so what were the conversations like that for you?
Yeah, I mean, I touched base with Josh back there, just put eyes on him, and they were going through the tests and whatnot, and you know, at that point, that's all you can do. You know, Nate was working with him in the docs to see what was going on exactly there. And, you know, they cleared him to go back and play. You know, our medical staff does a great job with, you know, if it's not safe for a player, they're not going to put him back out there. So I trust them, and they gave him the green light to go back out there.
You guys have been up and down with penalties this season. Today would be a down. I know some of them were subjective and happened in the play, which are more, I guess, acceptable in your mind as opposed to the pre-snap, but yeah. To have the total count be 12,
13.
You know, is that troubling to you?
Yeah, it is. Six of them were pre-snap. So, not good enough. And I think they had five penalties overall. We had 13 overall, six of which were pre-snap. So, we've got to come out with more discipline and can't beat yourselves. I mean, when you just look at the numbers kind of blended all together here, but first half and beating ourselves and not getting into a rhythm on offense. You know, they had some third down conversions against the defense, which should never happen, and third and long in particular, seven plus. So rushing coverage have to work better together there. Look, there's some young players out there too. They're going to learn from some of those situations and experiences. We move forward and make the adjustments we need to make.
Sean, what concerns you when you see them getting longer drives? They're not even getting big plays on you, but their second touchdown drive, for instance, was 16 plays.
Yeah, the one that started backed up, I believe. Yeah. Well, it's concerning when you're in a run defense and we get guys out of our gaps, right? That it's a one-man, one-gap system, we've got eight people in the box, and a run goes for whatever it went for early in the drive. I forget what play it was that drive, but we got to do a better job of just doing our jobs and playing good, sound, fundamental football, and then getting off the field on third down. Right, so we had them in some third downs where, you know, it wasn't third and one, wasn't third and two, but we got to do a better job getting off the field there. So guys got to make plays, win their one-on-one matchups. It's not all negative, right? There's a lot of good. The way these guys fought, came back in the second half, took the ball away and set our offense up in some situations, and thought we didn't capitalize enough, quite frankly, as well in some of those situations where we had the turnover. So just all in all, listen, I'm super grateful that we won the game. I think we can play better than that, and I think the players agree.
Josh had the blocked punt a couple weeks ago, and then today they got on the fourth and short. What's going on with that unit there?
Yeah, I should have never been in punt return. Should have been in a defense safe situation, fourth and two. I think, you know, approximately maybe 3 to 4 minutes to go before half, they're trying to steal a possession away from us by keeping us on the field, knowing that, you know, we're getting the ball after half as well. So you know how dangerous Josh is. We get the ball before half. We talk about it all the time. We score. We get the ball after half, double dip. So, you know, they were trying to limit the amount of times Josh touches the ball and our offense touches the ball. And so we got to do a better job there and making sure we get the right right grouping on the field right there for that situation.
Was that on Matthew not getting?
Yeah, we went. Yeah. We need to be in defense stay. So.
Sean, did anything stand out about why the offense wasn't able to get in a rhythm really much of the first half?
Well, the line of scrimmage, I would say, overall. And then they were getting into third down style defenses on second and long. To go into great detail at this point, Atlanta would be just, hey, let's look at the film and study it a little bit more. But give them credit. You know, they had a good plan, and they executed that plan. You know, so give them the credit.
John, you mentioned, you know, you guys need a play. Cook goes 40 plus for a touchdown. He's up 14 in the season. I mean, that's a big number. What's his consistency meant for this offense this season?
No, it's been huge. When he is angry and hungry, he runs like it. You can tell. I mean, that's really true for all of our backs. You saw Ty come in. Ray had a couple good runs, and they compete with one another. You should see the looks in their eyes when one guy's getting the good runs, the other guy's pissed off, and he looks at me. He wants to get in there and slaps my hand really hard, right? Instead of just giving me a normal high five or whatever. I get it. Those guys are competitive and they compete with one another. It's a good thing, quite honestly. They can slap my hand as hard as they want. Just go out there and run angry.
Cam Lewis is a player that's been a rotational guy, special teams, depth piece guy, for a while now. How cool is it as a coach to see that, him come up with his first career?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, here's a young man that you guys know his journey, number one. And then two is he hadn't played a lot of safety for us, even in practice. He's done some, and Joe Dana's done a really good job with that group. And then with the injuries, all of a sudden he's starting at safety as opposed to just, hey, Cam, be ready to go as the backup safety and also the backup nickel, starting dime, and then four core special teams player. You know, he gets pushed into the starting role at safety the last 2 weeks, and I think he's done a real nice job. All right, thanks, guys. Merry Christmas to everyone, by the way.
Thank you, Coach. Merry Christmas.